is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TLV Talk Radio. And I'd like to make this pretty much an opening for each one of my shows going forward because I think this is important. First off, I want to thank RVN. For anybody who doesn't know my position on RVN by now, let me make it clear one more time. RBN is a platform that allows an individual like me, who has no fear about the things he says, the platform to say those things. There are a lot of places out there, regardless of the fact that I always speak the truth or I speak, and if I don't know exactly for it to be the truth, I will tell you that. And I will say, this is what I believe or this is my opinion. But it is RBN that allows me to do this. Other than TLV Talk or the Liberty Beacon Project and the five websites we have scattered across the planet, RBN is the best media platform that I know of. And this is why we have partnered with them. We are very proud to be a show on the RBN network. I would also like to say thank you to Sam. Sam is the producer of this show. Sam works very hard every day to make sure that the people's that he does shows for, their information is put out, that it's put out in the best possible fashion. And Sam, you are appreciated. Also, again, thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who rebroadcasts this show every Thursday, again, from Shake and Wake Radio. I would like to ask everybody to indulge me, please. I'm going to do this again. There will be no time for calls today, but that doesn't mean I don't want to know what you think. Everybody here has heard this before who has listened to the show before. I will state it again. Every single Monday, I publish an article with this archived show embedded in it. This not only gives you the show notes, it not only gives you the ability to listen to the show again or pieces of it that you would like to hear again, but at the same time, it gives you links to the things that we discussed that adds credibility to the message. I'm never afraid to tell you what I think. So I should be as eager to give you information showing you that what I'm saying has some credibility. Today is pretty much a commentary. There will be links showing the things that I'm discussing, but we're going to talk about a period of time that covers pretty much most of the 1990s all the way through to today. We are going to cover a period of time of over 30 years. So again, to give every single fact and every single link for everything I'm about to mention or allude to would mean you would have to have an encyclopedia on Monday that you can refer to. No, most of this is going to be a commentary. And a lot of you who would even listen to a show like this, you do understand because most of you have been alive for at least 30, 40, 50, or like me, over 60 years. Very few people, and this is a demographic issue, very few people in their teens or early 20s sits down on Sunday morning to listen to a show like this. That doesn't mean they won't see it or listen to it in the archives or on the Liberty Beacon with the article. It just means that the actual audience doesn't usually contain a lot of the very young in our population. So a lot of what I'm going to say is going to be familiar to you, but we're going to put it in a context. The title of the show today is What the Hell is Happening to America? No, I'm not joking. I'm not overstating, and I'm not throwing fear porn. Anybody out there who's looking around you right now is asking that exact same question. What the hell is happening in America? This isn't the America I was born into. I'm sure it's not the America you were born into. And every day it gets a little further away. So if we don't start asking questions, how the hell can we expect answers? Question, answer. We can't. We need to ask questions. We need to put information out so that others who may not have been alive in the 90s, and there will be some listening to this show who weren't, or who were very young in the 90s and didn't really start to mature until, I don't know, the mid-2000 to 2010, somewhere in there, where they hit 14, 15, 16 years old and started to become aware of what the heck was going on around them. And that was a very chaotic time in American history as well. But what we're looking at is we're looking at the culmination of something that has been going on for 30 years. So let's start to add a little bit of context to that so everybody understands. And yes, I still have a bit of a cold, so if you hear the sniffles, I apologize, but I'm not going to not do this show because I'm sniffling on occasion. So here we go. It's time to discuss America. How the hell we got here? And no, hell is not a swear. It's not a vulgarity. It's an exclamation. Take it as such. It's meant as such. How the hell we got here is a question. It's also a statement. And where are we heading? How did we get here? And where are we heading? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in America today is but a dream of days gone by. And we better wake up to this or it will surely never return. Now, for anybody out there calling me unpatriotic because this is what I'm going to talk about, you're an idiot. No, I never apologize for that. I say it with meaning and I say it with emphasis, and nobody ever misses the emphasis. I'm telling you that by me explaining to you where America is getting off the path or being dragged off of the path is not unpatriotic. If you think that, then you are part of the programmed ignorance we strive to eradicate. It is your job as a patriotic American to look at what's wrong, to see it, to understand it, and once you've learned it, to teach it. There are two vital factors in the life of a patriot: learning what you need to know and teaching that to someone else. If you learn it and sit down with it and everybody around you is ignorant, you're as much at fault as the tyrants you had to learn about. So, again, I constantly get told by idiots, gee, don't you have any patriotism? Yes, that's exactly why you're hearing me right now. It's because I do have patriotism. Okay. I need to tell you something here. And some of you may have heard me say this before, but you're going to hear pieces of what you've heard me say before throughout this show. And again, this is a culmination of a lot of information over 30 years. All right. I told, probably even on the last show, I told you that right around the early 1950s, the late 1940s, when the world had finally broken through what was called World War II, the globalists decided that America was a treasure, and they were right. At that point in time, America had the manufacturing and the production capability that equaled anything on the planet. And at one point during the war, the United States was outproducing every single nation on the planet combined. Not a joke, a fact. The most powerful engine for production ever seen in the history of this planet was born and natured right here in this country. So the elites looked at this and they said, these people are very strong-willed, strong-minded, loud of voice, serious of intent, and very, very productive. So what we need to do is we need to milk them for every single thing we can get from them, and then we must bring them to their knees. Now, some of you are asking, why would we want to bring them to their knees if they're that productive and we can keep just sucking money out of them and and power and whatever. Why would we want to do that? And the answer is quite simple if you stop and think of it. We were the cowboys of the world. We still are in a lot of fashions. The cowboys of the world. You cannot have global governance. You cannot have a new world order. It's even tough to do the Great Reset as long as the cowboys are still standing there cocky as hell. It's tough to do. They knew this. They knew who we were and who we felt we were. So they understood that they must take everything they can take from us and then bring us to our knees. Because until they did that, there would be no new world order. And again, a lot of you people listening to a show like this, you've done your homework. You've been hearing new world order for over a decade. People have been talking about that since 9/11. The new world order did that. Why did they do that? Blah, 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 so on and so forth. This is not a new concept. The new concept is take a look around you and see how close they are to their goal. But let's not jump ahead. Let's continue. Let's break this down into pieces. America has been on a path of self-destruction, not because of you and me, but because of those we consider to be our leaders. So America has been on a path of self-destruction or globalization since the Bush senior years. And again, we're talking way back over 30 years ago, okay? This finally went into overdrive in the Obama years. But prior to that, you had Bill Clinton. I got to tell you something. If there was anybody on the planet more owned than Bill Clinton, it's probably Joe Biden. But you can put them both in the same sock. And they'd survive together quite nicely. Why do I say that? Because they're both bought and paid for. How many trips on the Lolita Express did Bill Clinton make? Okay, how corrupt was Bill Clinton when he was running Arkansas? Stop and think about this. Do a little bit of history. Do a little bit of checking. This guy is so bought and paid for, it's insane. And when you own the president of the United States, your ability to get your wishes done come to fruition. So you've got Papa Bush telling the world about the New World Order, and you can actually hear him stating this in speeches about the need for a new world order. He's telling you about it. This is Bush Sr., not his son, the idiot. Okay? And now you've got Bill Clinton, who is bought and paid for beyond anything you can believe. Yeah, and you've got baby Bush, who is so stupid, controlling him was probably the easiest thing on the planet. I could go through so many oopses Bush made in his life, including as a pilot on an aircraft carrier, causing the death because of his stupidity of people on that flight line. These are the people we had run the country. These are the people we were supposed to have running the country. Why? Because they could be controlled. And that's what set us on the path to where we are today. All right. As I said, this finally went into overdrive in the Obama years. It was all about hope and change. But the hope part took a distant back seat with an ever-increasing attention and focus on the change. And what was the change? This is where it really started, okay? Not really started. It started way back when, as I said, with Senior Bush. But this is where it went into hyperdrive or overdrive, because hyperdrive would actually be when Biden took office. So let's call it overdrive. So what did Obama do? He weakened our military. He screwed up our healthcare system, Obamacare. He weakened our economy by a massive amount, messed with our children's education system, and brought programmed ignorance into overdrive. And that's just for starters. If you take a look at the credibility of the United States, if you take a look at the scholastic achievements of the United States, if you take a look at the health of the United States compared to any other first world nation, in the 8 years Obama was in, look at what they were. And these figures and facts are available online. Take a look at what they were before Obama took office. Take a look at what they were 8 years later when he left office. Each and every one of them looked like they fell off a freaking cliff. But yet, there are still far too many people today that look at this guy like he was a hero. Why? Because that's what the media told you he was. That was the ignorance that was programmed into you. If you remember Obamacare, you've got to remember how many people's lives that literally trashed as far as their health went. If you remember the education system, you've got to understand that's when we really, really started programming ignorance into our children. If you look at our military, again, I could go on and on. He took this into overdrive, and that was his job. That's what he was there for. If you go back to where this guy came from and you take a look at, I don't know, all of the corruption, so on and so forth, associated with him before he was ever elected president, then you come to the same conclusion that you come to with Biden and others. How the hell did this guy ever get elected president? Because he was supposed to. Obama was supposed to be followed by Hillary. Why? Because if after 8 years of Obama, it was going to take the 8 years of Hillary to complete the task, to bring America to her knees, to finish creating an education system that did nothing but make us ignorant, to continue to decrease the health of this country until we were below a third world level of health, and we'll get into that a little bit later, to continue to, I don't know, weaken our military to the point where our enemies were so emboldened that we pretty much had to shut ourselves up into a shell. She was there to complete what Obama had started, except they underestimated seriously the people's dislike for Hillary and their like for Donald Trump. I'm not joking. Trump was so much more popular than Hillary, and what you all need to understand, and this is an absolute, is the massive amount of cheating that went on in the 2016 election. It did. They were absolutely shocked when Trump won. They figured they had fixed the numbers just enough so that Hillary would win by a nice margin, but not a massive margin, because it would make sense. What they didn't understand and what they totally underrated was people didn't like Hillary. Again, Hillary didn't draw the crowds Trump did. Hillary didn't have the attention Trump had. Trump's attention on the of the majority was positive. Hillary's was, hey, did you see her climbing up the steps of the plane? She had a poop stain on the back of her pants. Hey, did you see her trying to climb into that van? She passed out. They had to pick her up and drag her into the van. These are the things you saw about Hillary. What did you see about Trump? The same thing you saw in 2020 or before 2020. Massive rallies. 20, 40, 50, 60,000 people. People camping out the night before in mile-long lines to make sure they got a seat in there. They totally underrated Hillary's, or the detest most people had for Hillary, and the appreciation and the like they had for Make America Great Again. MAGA had a much bigger impact than most would believe. But again, this isn't what the elites were looking for. The elites were looking for the final chapter of what Obama was installed, yes, I said that, to do. He was installed to knock America down to one knee, which he did. And Clinton, she was supposed to be installed to ensure America went down on the second knee. At which point, and I'm not talking about the destruction of America. I'm not talking about America ceasing to be a country. I'm talking about America being so poor, so stupid, so hated, so isolated in the world that they were no longer a threat to an elitist caste who wished a quote unquote, air quotes, yeah, new world order. The failing is they absolutely needed to ensure that Trump was not reelected. Once he got in, listen to me, they underestimated so bad the popularity of Trump. Trump was not supposed to happen. And for 4 years, what did they do? The government of the United States, listen to me. Anybody who doubts what I'm about to say, you're a moron because you slept for 4 years. The entire government, or at least a vast majority of it, for 4 years of Trump's presidency, the people who were supposed to be working for Trump did everything they could to destroy him. And it all proved to be for nothing. Trump accomplished more in 4 years than most presidents in modern history did in eight, and some even came close to. But yet he was hampered every single step of the way, and the elites couldn't have this. You can tell me that Trump can be a moron. I know this. You can tell me he can open his mouth and say some embarrassing things. I know this. You can tell me that he, I don't know, has an ego as tall as the Empire State Building. I know this. But if you take a look at what he accomplished for the United States of America, he made us strong militarily again, where Obama had knocked us down. He made our education system responsible to the parents again, which pretty much Obama had negated. I could go on and on. He made the country energy self-sufficient when everybody else was working on just the opposite. This is what he did under the gun 24/7 by his own government. It was people within the U.S. government that were trying to stab him in the back, tear him down, and get him impeached. We're not talking about strangers. We're not talking about people from a different country. We're not talking about people who never had a day in government. We are talking our government rose up in tyranny against their own president and did everything they could to destroy him. Why shouldn't they? After all, wasn't it just we the people who are supposed to be running this country, who had put him there? But they didn't like it. That wasn't good enough. He had to go. Why did he have to go? Because he was destroying the elitist plan that Hillary was supposed to be there to complete. That failing, they absolutely needed to ensure that Trump was not reelected. Come hook or crook. And that's what it came to. Hook or crook. There is no doubt in any halfway intelligent individual's mind that the election was stolen. Today, yesterday, the day before, take a look on the Liberty Beacon, our flagship website. You will find articles from different states saying, 2 years later, oh yeah, guess what? We found out, yeah, that there was some rigging going on there. Oh yeah, the state attorney general may be pressing charges. 2 years later, in other words, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference now, but they're admitting it happened. Joe Bob in the White House is the result, and where the scenario goes into hyperdrive. And this is where we're going. We're going into hyperdrive. Now, first off, anybody who believes Joe Bob, and you all know by now that I don't call him President Biden, I never will, and I don't call him Joe Biden, I call him Joe Bob. Anyone who believes Joe Bob is running America probably voted for him. Oh, that's intended to be a joke, but stop and think about it. If you think this guy is actually running the country, then you were stupid enough when he was hiding in his basement to elect him. So anybody who thinks that Joe Bob is running America probably voted for him. It's abundantly clear he's not capable of running his own household, Hunter Biden. Never mind the world's most complicated and commanding nation. Who out there honestly believes that Joe Bob is running America? I'll bet you, even in the people that still support him, that over 90% of America really doesn't think Joe Bob is running America. Stop and think about what I just said. What you're looking at is treason. We elected a president who absolutely knows he's not running this nation, but he's allowing this to happen. That's sedition bordering on treason. But that's what we have. It's not a joke. It's not meant to be funny. It's an absolute fact. Nobody in Russia, nobody in England, nobody in Germany, nobody in Australia, nobody in Afghanistan, nobody believes Joe Bob is running America. And if there's Americans that do, you tell me how unsuccessful their project to dumb you down is. Because you're one of the dumbest people on the planet. Because you're one of the very few that actually believes that Joe Bob is running this country. Okay. What the elite have with Joe Bob is the perfect mechanism, the perfect puppet, to accomplish what was already supposed to be done had Hillary actually won, which she was supposed to. And yes, again, there was massive rigging. They just blew it, which is why they had to go overboard in the Trump-Biden election. And I mean the cheating was on a magnitudes higher than what was in 2016. They had to do this in order to complete the destruction of America, and they had to put it in high speed. They had to do this because time for them is running out. Okay? Why do I say time for them is running out? Because financially, the world is in worse shape than it was in 2008 when it almost fell to its knees. If it wasn't for banks like the Federal Reserve in the United States printing without your authorization or mine, they're a private corporation, they can actually do this. Between 19 and, depending on who you're talking to, $30 trillion to support and prop up countries and huge corporations across the planet that would have literally destroyed the global economy in 2008, 2009, and 2010. This is where we would have been. Today, the economic outlook across the planet with these banks is even worse than it was then. Their backs are against the wall like you would not believe. They need a global reset. Why? Because the reset will bring with it a whole new form of money, digital money, and all of their problems will be wiped away. And all of your problems, all of the things you hate, all of the things you push back against, will get agitated and aggravated beyond anything you can believe. So when we get back from the break, we're going to go over some of number 46's Joe Bob's accomplishments. Anybody who thinks that's a positive thing, you're an idiot. When you hear the list, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And like I said, tomorrow, when you get a chance to take a look at the article, I will include, because this is a commentary, I will include some links to a lot of articles you can go to and find out exactly why I come to the impressions or I come to the understandings that I have. I never lie. I never bullcrap. And I never fearmonger. What I'm telling you is what you need to know, and if I'm unpatriotic for telling you this, then you're living in the wrong country. Because I'm doing exactly what a patriot should be doing. Do I claim myself to be a patriot and hold myself up above everybody else? No, I don't! But I'm doing what's expected of me as a true American. So, we've got about, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes of break. And then when we come back, we'll take this into the second level.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved
to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
On my words, like silent raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed in
prayer. All right. When we left, we were right at a transition. We were at the transition from everybody who came before him to Joe Bob, number 46, the 46th president of the United States of America. We're going to go over a few of the things that he's responsible for. I don't want to call them accomplishments because that puts too positive a spin on these things, and there really isn't one. People need to understand to start off with that Hunter Biden, due to his laptop and due to the connections that Joe Bob had with his son between Ukraine, and I don't know how many of you know of this, but Hunter's company was invested in some of the bio labs that have been popping up in the Ukraine. Not a joke. I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but there are actual videotapes of Hunter Biden doing things with young people he shouldn't have been doing things with that are not only on his laptop, but these things happened in China. I don't know how many of you have stopped to figure this out, but between Russia, the Ukraine, and China, we have a president that is literally compromised. No, I'm not joking. I'm absolutely not joking. And no, I'm not telling you things that don't exist. They do. in any country where the people really gave a damn, really did some studying, really avoided the programmed ignorance and found out what and who they were installing to lead them, they would have known these things. But then when you've got a treasonous mainstream media, which holds back disinformation from the public, which glosses over anybody who states it and says that these are lies. This never happened. That laptop doesn't exist. Nothing on it's real, except we know different. In a real world, someone like Joe never would have been elected to the presidency of the United States. He is compromised. But if you need somebody in that position that's going to do what you want him to do when you want him to do it, Joe Bob's your man. He really is. He's compromised by the Chinese. He's compromised by the Russians. And I don't know how much the Ukrainians have turned over, but I can bet you it's more than a little bit. And that's not all the nations on the planet that may be involved in some of the sedition that was being performed or being committed against America up into and including when Joe Bob was the vice president of the United States. So you can't have a better person sitting in the White House right now. There is no better person on the planet except maybe Hillary, okay? Who is probably as much brain damaged as Joe Bob is, and probably every bit as compromised as Joe Bob is. I know her husband is. But let's take this to the next level. As I stated, the 46th president of the United States. All right. We all remember some of the things that really, really stand out, some of the things that you can't avoid even if you are a corrupt mainstream media. As a commander in chief, okay, he is supposedly the guy in charge of the U.S. military. I guess he's okay with the transformation of our military. No, that was a pregnant pause in between trans and formation. Because now, in the U.S. Army, if you feel like a woman, you can be like a woman. Yeah, that does a whole lot for fighting readiness, doesn't it? And I could take that and dig into it so deep and for so long, that would be the end of the show, so we're not going to do it. Suffice it to say, go online and look up trans in the U.S. military today. See what you come up with. Roger doesn't lie, Roger doesn't bull crap, and Roger doesn't spit beer porn. Okay? He has mandates, all right, for a killer vaccine for all who serve in the military, decimating the ranks. When you have individuals as low in the ranks, and I don't mean stupid, I mean they barely new to the military, as low in the ranks as privates, okay, who know more about the dangers of these vaccines than supposedly the president of the United States, their commander in chief, when they are telling the commander in chief, I'm not staying in your army if you're going to force me to do that. And if you do stay in and you get vaccine damaged, what good are you to anybody? We already know the far reaching, I don't know. I won't go into that at this point. But the fact remains that there are a lot of intelligent pilots, a lot of intelligent tank commanders, a lot of intelligent ship captains, a lot of intelligent, and I could go on and on, who flipped him the bird. Stop and think about what I just said, people. That had no other ramification than the decimation of our military. Tell me what else it was for. Anybody with half a brain never would have done that. Never. But it was done. And it was done by the commander-in-chief of the United States. And he told them, you will do this or else. What's the next thing he did? He pulled us out of Afghanistan, leaving American citizens and those who had worked for American citizens for well over a decade. decades. And leaving also billions, tens of billions of dollars worth of very dangerous and pretty damn modern military equipment. And why do I put emphasis on not so much the American citizens, which to me is the mortal sin of all things. And there are still American citizens behind enemy lines, and that's the way I look at it. But I also said to people who worked for the United States for how many years, what you don't understand is far beyond the animosity that goes towards an American citizen left in Afghanistan, because at least there's retribution if you hurt an American citizen, or there can be. I don't know if Joe Bob would ever do anything, but they might be afraid that he would. But any Afghanistan who had worked for the Americans now becomes a moving target. As soon as they stop long enough to breathe, they'll probably catch a bullet in the head. Not a joke, not a guess, not fear porn, not an exaggeration, an absolute fact. Now, if you take a look around the world at all of our allies and our enemies seeing this happening, yeah, okay. Let's go to the next point. He took us from energy independence to having to rely on the likes of Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and OPEC for what we could have produced ourselves, reducing America, him, to begging them to increase production to meet our needs. And in most cases, they gave him the middle finger. Why did they give Joe Bob the middle finger when he asked them to increase production? Do you know how much money they're making from the skyrocketing prices on oil? They don't have to increase production. All they have to do is hold out at the levels of production they're at right now and watch the price go up and watch their bank accounts get fatter and fatter by the day. Why would they even listen to a guy like Joe Bob? He's not going to do anything. They already know that. They're not afraid of him. Why should they be? He forced destructive mandates against a jab that's already been proven to do more harm than any possible good, causing the decimation of our healthcare system. How many of these doctors, how many of these healthcare workers, how many of these nurses actually know the damage these vaccines can do? They're on the front lines. They're watching it. They're not allowed to talk about it. But they see it. And when someone steps in and says, you either take this or you're losing your job, they go, bye-bye, and they walk away. Now, that hurts them and their family because they no longer have an income. But more than that, it hurts the U.S. public because we watch our healthcare system pared down further and further till we're at the point where normal, everyday emergencies can no longer be handled. And we're there. In a lot of cases, in a lot of areas, they totally ignore anything that doesn't have something to do with COVID. If you've got cancer, a lot more people are dying from cancer today than before COVID. Why? Because COVID has priority. Why? Because every time somebody with COVID goes into the hospital, that hospital stands to make up to $100,000 in kickbacks from the government, from Joe Bob's team. Am I joking? No, I'm not. So he forced the destruction of our healthcare system. Not a joke, an absolute fact. His mandates are also responsible for the massive supply chain disruptions. If you don't have a jab, you can't drive a truck. If you don't have a jab, you can't unload a ship. And he constantly tried to shift the blame to other people. But it's really, really funny that until the mandates went into effect, there was no supply chain issue. It didn't exist until then. But yet, he's going to tell you and your programmed ignorance that it's everybody's fault but his. Okay? His spending programs are responsible for inflation that has surpassed a 40-year high. They're telling you it's at a reported level of 8%. I'm telling you they're lying to you. There's no way in hell inflation is 8% right now. It may be 12 or 14%. But they fudged the numbers in the way they calculate it so they can present 8% to you. Anybody with half a brain looking at the price of gas at $7 a gallon knows that 8% is a freaking lie. That's programmed ignorance, my friend. It really is. So we are looking at the worst inflation this country has probably seen since the Great Depression, and the inflation that was associated with parts of that time in history. He has backed and promoted voting laws and regulations that would make our founders weep. Laws that would enhance or allow illegals to vote, would enhance mail-in fraud, etc., etc., etc. Again, the elites are looking for a way, the global elites, to ensure that those in his party, those who have bought into the globalist idea, remain in power. They know for a fact that if they leave the voting to you and me, and they leave the laws the way they were 10, 15 years ago, there's no way in hell there's going to be any blue victory anywhere that isn't absolutely stacked with a bunch of ignorant Democrats. And I didn't say stupid, I said ignorant, meaning they don't have the knowledge they need, so they absolutely believe in this clown. They believe in him because they don't take the time, won't take the time to learn the truth, or they have learned so many lies and had them stuffed in their face that they reject the truth. He is allowing concerned parents to be classified as domestic terrorists by the DOJ because of their concerns for their children. You can't tell me anything he's done that is worse than this. And the massively biased and racially motivated crap being stuffed down our children's throat, critical race theory. We are looking at the actual increase of racial divide caused by this. We are looking at parents who are irate, but if they speak up, now they've got the Department of Justice investigating them as domestic terrorists, which means that now the state controls your children. You no longer have that right. This is America today, people. What's the title? America, where the hell are we going? Look at what I just told you. If you're a parent and you are worried about the stuff, the lies, the crap, the racial division being stuck down your children's throats, you are now considered a domestic terrorist. Was this happening before Joe Bob took office? No! And that's just a short list. What I told you is just a short list, okay? Today, the following is far closer to reality than at any point in modern history. Here's a bullet point list. We are poorer as citizens while the oligarchs are richer, and that accelerates. Parents fear tyrannical imposition for their rights to be parents. America is over $31 trillion, listen to me, $31 trillion in debt, and that number screams up every single day. There's a debt clock online. Go online, type in debt clock, hit enter. It will appear right in front of you, and it's updating real time. You will see numbers spinning so fast, you'll shut it off quickly before you end up by puking. Yeah, because you end up with vertigo. Our allies no longer trust us as far as they can see us. And to tell you the truth, I don't blame them a bit. What did Roger do for 30 years? He was either in or worked directly for the military-industrial complex. I know what the U.S. military did. I know what we meant. I know the strength of America. I know what our allies thought and how they appreciated us. Let me repeat that bullet point. Our allies no longer trust us as far as they can see us, and I don't blame them a bit. We are far less feared by our enemies, making us much more vulnerable. We are energy dependent once again at a time when this will do the most harm to this nation. Our health as a nation is tanking while destructive vaccinations are still being forced down your throat or else. Our freedom is at the whim of a progressive elite who actually run America. Not you! Anybody out there listening who thinks we the people still run America, you're an idiot. Can we get back to it? Yes, we can. Are we there right now? No way in hell. We don't run America. Joe Bob does not run America. The people pulling his strings, the people who want a global government, the people whose initiative is to bring America to its knees so our power can no longer be projected, and we will not hinder their path forward to a global reset. Our First Amendment rights are just about extinct and getting worse, Davey. If you don't belong to TLB Talk, yes, that's part of the project I founded. That's TLB Talk. That's a social media website, and it's a good one. Do I make any money from it? I don't make a penny from any of our websites. Let me explain to you why I bring up TLB Talk. It's one of the few places where you can still go and talk about these things and you're not going to get kicked off. It's one of the few places where you can still go and talk about vaccines and not get kicked off. It's one of the few places you can still go and talk about the tyranny of Joe Biden and not get kicked off. Are you getting my drift? The only thing we ask going forward is if you come in and you use that voice, if you teach and you learn, is that you drop $5 in the bucket or you do a $5 a month reoccurring. Why? Because we just told you, there's not a penny, or I told you many times, there's not one single penny of corporate money in there. It is a platform of, for, and by we the people. And if you don't help to support it, it's going to go away eventually. We do have donators. Some of them, a lot of them, are making a reoccurring $5 a month donation. To me, that's critical. Why? It allows us to grow. It allows us to give you everything you want, everything you need, as well as a platform where you can say what you need to say. That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay? But you can't do that on Facebook. You can't do that on Twitter. You can't do that on YouTube. You tell me where you can do it. Can you do it on Instagram? No. Can you do it on Parler? No. But yet these were set up as platforms that were there to allow you to do that because other people wouldn't. Today, they're just as guilty. Why? Because they are supported by corporate money. You start taking corporate dollars, you start taking corporate orders. We won't, so we don't have to. If you stop to consider, all of what I've just said has happened in the last 2 years. Listen to me, okay? We've gone from one of the most trusted nations on the planet to the laughingstock. We've gone from one of the most military powerful nations on the planet to iffy. Okay? It depends on how many of our foot soldiers want to be a girl that day. I have no problems with girls. I don't. But in the military, I don't think there's any place for this. We are looking at a financial collapse if the money being spent continues at the rate it's being continued at. We are looking at an education system that is forcing parents away from it to allow more programmed ignorance and racial divide. Otherwise, they are going to prison as domestic terrorists. We are looking at a healthcare system that is actually being slaughtered by something that shouldn't even be. I could go on and on. This has happened in 2 years. Why do you think Trump could not be reelected? If Trump was reelected, none of this would have happened. And you'd have a bunch of elites out there wondering how they could pull a JFK on him. And for all of you who don't know what I'm talking about, that's a cap in the head. That's a presidential assassination. If Trump would have been reelected, I have no doubt they would have found a way to get rid of him. This is where we're at. 2 years into Joe Bob's term. 2 years. There's two left. Will America survive another 2 years? The only saving grace we have, and it's a small one, is the elections coming up this year. But do you guys know what a rhino is? Republican in name only? Do you guys know what neocons are? These are people who, I don't know, are supported by a lot of military-industrial complex money, and all they want to see is war, war, and more war. They want America out there with boxing gloves on, beating the crap out of anybody who even stands up to us, anybody who even asks the wrong question. I'm not telling you that we won't benefit by a Republican landslide in 2022. I'm telling you, we will benefit, but will we benefit enough to override what we still have two more years of? Remember what I told you about Trump. And this isn't about Trump. It's about what happened. Remember I told you that this guy worked his butt off, and even though an entire government rose up against him and tried to get him kicked out of office, impeached, did everything they could to destroy anything he did, but yet Trump still managed to accomplish more than just about any president in modern history. Now, I said this isn't about Trump. I'm going to tell you, what if Joe Bob has handlers that can put him in the same place, whereby even if you end up with a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, you've got a president who knows the ins and outs of the laws within the nation enough to make most of what he wishes to do happen regardless of we the people. We the people are the Congress. The Congress is the House and the Senate. So if you think just by winning the 2022 election, all is good, not necessarily, although it's a step in the right direction. At least it will let those above know exactly what America thinks. At least there will be some things that can be put a halt to. At least, hopefully, we'll have enough in Congress to override vetoes from a treasonous president. No, I'm not joking when I say treasonous president. I'm absolutely telling you the truth. There's still Americans in Afghanistan. Listen to me. And I could go on and on. This guy has let you down so badly, but I pity him. I don't hate Joe Biden. I know for a fact Joe Biden is running nothing. I know for a fact that Joe Biden will go down in history as one of the worst presidents to ever serve in the United States of America. I know this. I'm going to be one of the people that helps to make that true. But at the same time, how much of this is he actually responsible for? Will it be the owner of IBM? Will it be the owner of Raytheon? Will it be the owner of the Federal Reserve? Will it be the owner of Citibank? None of these people who are actually making this happen, the people who pull the strings, the people from Davos, the people from the UN, none of these people are going to go down in history as the worst president in the United States. Joe Biden will. How much of this is he actually responsible for? We'll talk again next week. Thank you for listening.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.